your Atlantic article, cover story in September that raised a lot of hackles, The Coddling of the American Mind, in which you talk about how students at universities are now being put in such a protective cocoon that they don't really have a chance to learn. Mm-hmm. And part of this is student activism has created this, but I think you're right. I think the academy's move to the left might have had something to do with it well.
But let me reiterate a point about that I think it's in the article, but I wish I'd stressed it even more. There's such a simple idea. It's so easy to express. Nassim Taleb, the guy who wrote The Black Swan, his most recent book is called Anti-Fragile. And that's the central concept. Think of it this way. A carton of eggs is fragile. If you have a carton of eggs, don't shake it up because they'll break. But bone is anti-fragile. If you take it easy on your bones, they'll get brittle and they'll break. Mm. So you need to use your bones. You need to bang them around in order to make them stronger. The immune system is the same way. If you protect your kids and, you know, no dirt, no germs, their immune system won't develop and they'll be crippled. And children are the same way. If you protect them from setbacks, from suffering, from crying, from you know, some kid picking on them at school. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, repeated bullying is a very bad thing. But to the extent that adults are getting involved and protecting kids, they're actually crippling them.
Yeah.
And so what I'm discovering, what Greg Lukianoff had this idea originally, that colleges are teaching students really self-destructive ways of thinking, distorted ways of thinking. But what we're discovering since then is that the problem doesn't begin in college at all. By the time they get to college, it's too late. Our parenting, our elementary, especially our high schools, are protecting kids from ideas. So in high school, if somebody were to criticize affirmative action and say, well, you know, I don't think affirmative action is fair. You can't say that anymore. If you say that, that is practically hate speech. And other people say, oh my God, you know, I can't be exposed. This is hate, you know. So the fact that anything that would upset someone, and it's especially someone on the left, anything that would upset left-leaning sensibilities is now banned and treated as offensive speech or hate speech. And so when kids get to college, they don't expect to hear anything that might unsettle them. And when they do, someone has committed a microaggression against them, and they want some procedure for filing charges against that person. So free speech is dying on American colleges. At a time when we need to be talking about race and gender, we cannot talk honestly and openly about them. So I'm very alarmed. There's just so many ways in which our systems make us smarter if they work, because we're not that smart as individuals. But in many ways, our systems are breaking and making us stupider.
Yeah. And you could see how it happened, because – and I think we in the media are a little bit to blame, because we scared the hell out of parents with Stranger Danger in the 1990s.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it began in the 80s. This is, again, something I learned since the article came out. The key period is 1979 through 1984.
Right.
Before 1979, kids spent a lot of time alone. You come up from school, you go out and play. In 1979, Eitan Peitz is abducted 3 blocks south of where I am right now in Greenwich Village. And nobody could even imagine that he was killed, because who would kill a child? I mean, it just didn't make any sense. But then the next year we get cable TV. Adam Walsh is another high-profile kidnapping and murder. We start getting the kids' photos on milk cartons. So by the mid-80s, parents are freaking out that there's so much danger. We have to protect our kids. Don't let them outside. Don't let them. You have to always be supervising them. But if you're always supervising them, then you make them fragile. They need to fail. They need to get hurt and not come running to you. And we don't let them do that anymore. And so now, you know, my kids are 6 and 9 years old. If I were to let them walk to a park, even if I lived in the suburbs — I live in actually an incredibly safe city, New York City — but even if I lived in the suburbs, if I let them walk 3 blocks to a park, I would be arrested. I could be arrested.
Yeah.
That would be child endangerment.
So sad.
And you can't raise kids that way.
Yeah.
The Europeans still do it.
Yeah.
So they're not as fragile as we are. But American kids, we're making our kids fragile, so when they get to college, they're so emotionally fragile, they can't stand to be exposed to ideas that are upsetting.